Greetings, web surfers. Thanks for stopping by yourradioplace.com. From the ABC Newsroom, good morning. I'm Mike McKay. It is Sunday, June the 29th, 2008. Here are some stories we're working on for you in the ABC Newsroom. Wet roads are thought to be a contributing factor as three Tuscarawas County motorcyclists were injured yesterday in Noble County. According to reports, the three were a part of a larger group traveling east on State Route 78 near Sharon when that crash occurred. Two riders, William Swaghammer, age 64 of Dover, and 39-year-old Matthew Endermill of Stone Creek, were taken to Southeast Med with what was called incapacitating injuries. A third rider reportedly laid his bike down to avoid the previous crash. He was treated and released from Southeast Med. A lightning strike is the suspect for a fire in Harrison County last evening. According to reports, lightning directly struck a natural gas tank, igniting fumes inside, causing the explosion and resulting fire. The explosion is said to have sent fire hundreds of feet from the tank, which was located on County Road 10 in Freeport. Officials say that the previously installed safety firewall worked properly and contained the remaining gas from spreading. There were no reports of injuries or any danger to nearby residents. Damage, however, is estimated in the tens of thousands of dollars. Well, on Friday, following numerous rainstorms, Interstate 70 was closed due to high water near Buckeye Lake in Licking County. Residents know that this isn't an unusual occurrence, and it often leads to the question, why can't this be fixed? Well, according to reports, officials have considered renovations to the interstate in that area in an effort to eliminate flood-related closures. Reportedly, ODOT officials say the problem could be fixed, but at a hefty price tag of more than $55 million, with funding reportedly years away. One reported proposal is to raise the existing road by 3 feet, elevating 10 bridges and reconfiguring the Route 79 interstate intersection as well. Now, rainfall reportedly up to 6 inches in some areas fell near Newark over the past few days of this past week. This increased the level of Buckeye Lake, which caused an automatic discharge of water, avoiding overflow, protecting the lakefront homes. However, the additional water overwhelmed South Fork Licking River, causing it to leave its banks and cover the interstate. East and westbound Interstate 70 was reopened to traffic late Friday after being partially or completely covered for well over 12 hours. More locally, schools are closed, of course, for summer vacation. Students have all left, but the school districts don't take the summer off. Drive by any school building, it may look empty, but looks can be deceiving. Summer is a busy time of the year as teachers and administrators wrap up the year past and begin preparations for next fall.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work going on in preparation for the August opening.
That's Business Manager CFO Susan Tucker of the Cambridge City School System. She says the buildings are a beehive of activity as custodians and maintenance people are cleaning, repairing, and renovating school facilities. And on the business side, Tucker points out that financially, Monday is, in a way, New Year's Eve, as June 30th ends a fiscal year and July 1st begins the next.
So we have to close out the current fiscal year, and then a day later we're entering a new fiscal year. So we also have to, at the same time, prepare appropriations for business that will be taking place that very next day.
Tucker noting that purchase agreements, hiring, and payroll are just a few of the many items that must be addressed during those not-so-lazy, hazy days of summer. I'm Mike McKay for ABC News.